This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? How are you? Six past the hour, Kevin Flynn in for Scott Henin, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Thursday edition, Valentine's Day edition, 2019 of What's on Your Mind. It's Giving Hearts Day, and Scott's back tomorrow, by the way. I'm looking at the live feed, and there's my old friend Irv Inniger. Irv Inniger and the missus talking about Giving Hearts Day. But it's just it's funny, we played, my son plays for Frazee, we played Barnesville, and one of the Barnesville kids had Inniger on the back. I said, "You related to Irv?" He said, kind of rolled his eyes, "Yeah." I said, "I bet you get that a lot." So, yeah, I think it was Irv's grandson. But it's amazing, and I the only reason I bring that up is, you know, legends like Irv, of course, Bison basketball coach for years, and it's a great community member. It's people like that all the people in this area, and we've said it for years and years and years, I don't know what it is about this region and the upper Midwest and the people here, but we know how to give and get things done. If there's a cause, if there's a reason, if there's a, you know, an effort for whatever the need is, this area gets it done. Not a lot of talking. What's the problem? Let's go. Let's fix it. I first saw that when I moved back to, I've been born and raised in Minnesota. When I moved back that flood year, 96, 97, I was jaw-dropping every day. And we're continuing to see it. And Giving Hearts Day is all about the nonprofits in our region that can benefit on one day where they get matching donations from Dakota Medical Foundation. We're matching today. And I'm joined by Joe Burgum is here. Joe, I might have heard of your dad a little bit here and there. That's it, the Doug guy, right?
Joe's dad.
Joe's dad? Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Great to be here. An exciting day.
Great to have you. I looked up, and here's Joe sitting on stage in a carrot costume. I said, well, I know that's on purpose because it's visually stunning, and he works with Red River Market and is one of the co-founders of Red River Market. Talk about, we're just talking off the air, 5 years you guys have been?
Yeah, this summer in July when we open will be the fifth season of the Red River Market. So we've grown from 10 vendors on 2nd Avenue to over 85 vendors and nearly 10,000 people a weekend. So
that's awesome.
It has been an amazing journey and fun to keep spreading the word. New people coming down to the market and folks that have been with us and been able to see it grow over the last 4 years.
How are you? I was asking you about the growth. I mean, people are obviously the way that people are. They always say the cure for things are upstream, you know. Mm-hmm. Cure for cancer is upstream. The cure for diabetes is upstream. People are taking better care of themselves, and I know that farmer markets and CSA agriculture are a big part of that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the two areas where the farmers market is really making our community a great place to live is that healthy food.
Yep.
Access to healthy food. You know, we take food stamps at the farmers market. We'll double your food stamps dollars. So
really?
Anyone can come, no matter where they are in life, and buy local produce. But there's also, in addition to the food, there's a community component. And there's more and more information out there saying, you know, loneliness and isolation is really at the core of some of our mental well-being. And if you come down to the farmer's market, it's a community. You can't help but run into a friend and see someone you know. And that's another aspect that we love is that community, social well-being, that social fabric. Where's the town square? You can come and run into all sorts of people from our community on Saturdays.
Yeah. Well, and talk about how that helps. You know, we have farmers. We have the big farmers that obviously with big equipment and big land. But it's the smaller farmers. I think of my friend Tyne, who is a little CSA plot down by Detroit Lakes. And they love what they do. They love to sell out. So these small producers really benefit from these kind of markets.
So last year for the farmers market, we saw 130,000 people come to the farmers market.
Okay.
And those patrons of those farmers spent almost $500,000. And that's money.
Wow.
That's locally. I mean, that's mom and pop shops,
right,
making bread, selling vegetables.
Yeah.
And so your dollars are staying local, but the food just tastes better. You know, those carrots, those homegrown tomatoes, there's something about it when you're buying produce at the farmer's market that it just tastes so good.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm a rank amateur chef, and I love They've had the farmers market going. I'm living in the Lakes area down in Detroit Lakes, and we down in the park. We're down there, and it's amazing to watch that grow and how different producers bring different things. You know, and I know that's part of their battle is what do we grow? What are people going to buy besides maybe if they want to go away from the standards?
Yeah.
What are some of the exotic produce and stuff you see down there?
Not that exotic, but it's always super fun to see when farmers bring it in is a stalk of Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts
sound like a tree, and it is, you know, we've got this great vintage red truck that sits out front for the farmers market, and seeing folks posing with their bouquet of Brussels sprouts always gives us a pretty good laugh, so... That's a fun part of the market.
My bouquet of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
You know you're eating right.
Another thing, Kevin, that people you know love about the farmers market is live music. We've got such great, amazing art and music talent in this community, but there aren't that many places that are all age and free. And so last summer we booked 86 different musical acts at the farmers market.
Wow.
So in addition to coming and getting amazing, great produce, you can come and sit in the patio furniture. You can grab a coffee, a soda made locally, even a beer from local beer producers, and listen to some great live music.
So, a little mini weekly festival
it
vibe.
It is almost. Yeah, absolutely. We got the turf. We got kids' activities. I mean, you can come with grandma. You can come with the kids. You can come with friends, and there really is something for everyone.
And do we go year-round?
We go July through October.
Okay.
Every Saturday.
I want to make sure, yeah, July
and
through
we just
October.
Had a winter market last weekend.
Okay.
We had another winter market at the end of March. So
okay.
Starting to sprinkle in a couple more events here and there on the off-season.
Where do we, when it starts in July, like the first Saturday in July?
It'll be the first Saturday after the 4th.
After the 4th, okay. And then where is it located?
We've been on 4th and Broadway.
The
old Goodyear
Broadway.
Schumacher the last couple years.
Oh, Goodyear Schumacher, okay, right there. And I've not been, I apologize, I have not been down there, but it seems I, you know, When I got to get home, I'm an hour drive away.
Yeah, I understand.
So I got to head home, but I'm going to stop down there. I know, I think Mike Holtz has maybe played there before.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah.
a good brother of mine, good friend of mine. Well, Joe Burgum, we're talking to Joe Burgum. Joe is one of the founders of Red River Market, one of the many beneficiaries on the nonprofit list for Giving Hearts Day today. Good on you, brother. Good
yeah,
work.
Thanks very much.
You
keep
bet.
Us in
good
mind.
Good to see you. And the carrot suit, I don't know, man. He rocked that thing. I think you need to. I thought you were going to come in here in it, quite honestly. I was waiting for you to walk in here in the thing. That's cool. Is that your person? Does the farmers market own that?
That's the farmers market, but they usually put
that?
Me in it. So
yeah.
I mean,
well, you rocked the carrots.
Hey,
today,
thanks very much.
All right, you're mad. Good to see you. Joe Burgum, son of Governor Doug Burgum, really with a passion. And that's what we talked about earlier with these nonprofits, the passion that people have and that they bring to their organization. Joe's a great example. He has a passion for agriculture, locally grown, locally sourced, and the Red River Market is a result of that. And as they grow that thing, and then you heard him talk about live music down there, you can grab a coffee when they get going. Support CSA. Support that community agriculture. Those producers love it. They count on it. They need it. And you can help Red River Market right now at givingheartsday.org. That is that's the website, givingheartsday.org. If you go on there, you can read through the charities, read the details on them, and find out more. So what's on your mind? Scott will be back tomorrow, and he's in Washington, D.C., I'm not sure why, but he has to go to D.C. every now and then just to monitor the swamp. I think he's got actually a couple of events. I saw, Todd, did you see that the picture he had in front of the White House? He was out in front of the White House. He had, and then he turned around, and here's a bunch of military members right behind him, and he got a picture of a bunch of heroes right out in front of the White House. So that was pretty cool. So givingheartsday.org, the new total. Let's go to the screen here. Well, there's some entertainers on the stage right now with some guitars. Giving Hearts, 8,833 Giving Hearts so far have donated $4,595,922. That is just heartwarming, and that's amazing. Keep in mind, now, that's only since midnight. Okay, this is just a 24-hour event. That's it. So we're going from midnight till 11:59 tonight, and we need to be $13.2 million. That is the goal. GivingHeartsDay.org is the place to do it. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, even into Montana. Doesn't matter what you need. Furnace, air conditioner, maybe you need to repair or replace. Water heaters, garage heaters, you know those plenum heaters? They do all that. And then remodels, bathroom remodels. Want to replace your garbage disposal. Humidifier. Central humidifier. Maybe you want to put in natural gas for your grill. The piping for that? H.A. Thompson & Sons. All right, design, build, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, whatever you need. LNC, the Link Service Contractor, allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout their region, or throughout our region. So financing is available. Free estimates, H.A. Thompson. It's 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393 or hatandsons.com. Thanks for your sponsorship of What's on Your Mind. So coming up, we're going to talk to Eric Wilkie. Eric is the, we talked to Eric. Eric is, was the GM, I'm sorry, not the, Eric, I'm looking at the wrong one. Liz Bossert-Matheson is here. Liz is with the Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's Support. We're going to talk to her coming up. Her dad, if you're not sure, remember who Marv Bossert was. Marv Bossert was part of the Fargo-Moorhead media makeup for decades. The news anchor on Channel 6 for years, passed away from Parkinson's, suffered from Parkinson's. They've now set up the Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's Support. So Liz will tell us about that. And Pat Trainer is going to be here just after the bottom of the hour from the Dakota Medical Foundation. He is the prez and kind of overseeing this this unbelievable fundraising circus going on for Giving Hearts Day. GivingHeartsDay.org. Log on, give what you can, and help out. It's What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennen with Todd Mitchell, 20 past the hour. Happy Valentine's Day 2019. It's Giving Hearts Day as well. GivingHeartsDay.org or ImpactGiveBack.org. Either one will land at the same place. And what Giving Hearts Day is, it's a chance for you to donate to your favorite nonprofit in our region across North Dakota, western Minnesota, into South Dakota. There's some great, amazing entities here that I said I've been, all morning I've been surrounded by greatness of these people that are just doing great work, be it with elderly, children, shelter animals, farmers market, it's on the zoo. It's just unbelievable. And the amount of need that's out there is really quite overwhelming when you start thinking about it. So far, 9,157 giving hearts, 9,206 giving hearts. $4.7 million raised since midnight. Let's keep it going. Log on to givingheartstate.org and do what you can. Hey, I tell you what, What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Indy Flagpole. The Indy Flagpole guy is Jim. And if you listen to the program, you know who Jim is. He is all about making America great with a flag and a flagpole in your yard. Okay? If you got whatever going on, you don't have a flagpole, call Jim. All right, ndflagpoleguy.com. And kind of it's nice to have a flag. I've got it on the side of the house. I want to bring him out so I can actually put a pole, a flagpole, in the yard. Fly the flag. That way you can do it at half mast if you're so inclined. Whatever. And I tell you, he does great work. Everything's American-made. The flags, the flagpoles, American-made. You might be buying those cheap flagpoles made in another country. No, don't do that. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim, the flagpole guy. American-made and proud of it at 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, Jim. We love that guy, the flagpole guy. It's 22 past the hour, and Liz is here. Liz Bossert Matheson is here from the Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's Support. Liz, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Good to see you. Good to see you. You're very giving heart, Adon. You look perfect.
Thank you. I ordered this special for this day.
Did you?
Yep.
I Pat Trainer was nice enough to give me this fabulous long sleeved shirt that I don't think I'm going to give it back to him. I'm just saying.
I don't think you have to.
I'm going to keep it. I got to say, I knew your dad pretty well. Worked with him different events over the years, and my brother-in-law lived here for decades, and he and Marv were really good friends. Marv did a lot. Marv was like the calmest storm ever, because he was always doing something. It seemed to me, knowing him, he was always busy doing something, either with the television or with a cause that he liked, and suffered from Parkinson's, and we lost Marv recently, I know. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Great man. But you guys are really honoring his legacy with this deal that you're doing with the foundation. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so my dad passed away in 2013, and just prior to that, we had the idea of putting together a foundation where we could raise money and in his legacy, using his name and around here,
yep.
That we could raise money and help people with Parkinson's, because he hated the disease and he had a lot of bad days. So our mission was to try to help people have good days.
Yeah, well, what a great mission. And I like how it says improving life one moment at a time, because the moments are so important. We don't have to talk about the disease so much. I think, and if you don't know what Parkinson's is and what it does and how it affects people, learn more about it, because it's real, and it seems to be kind of growing, and you hear more and more about it, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, there are thousands, actually, just in Fargo-Moorhead area that have Parkinson's. North Dakota has been ranked in the top three per capita in the country for the incidences of Parkinson's disease. So it's very, very prevalent here, and it seemed like after my dad was diagnosed, people kept coming out of the wall with people being diagnosed.
Yeah. Boy, and a friend of mine is dealing with it right now, just the early onset of it. So what do you guys do with the money you raise? I mean, how does that money go to work for your foundation in the community?
Sure. So we're really focusing our mission on movement, getting people out moving, because the more they move, the better they feel.
Right.
So we help fund lots of different programs, but primarily we do an education. We're a large sponsor of an education symposium in April. We got involved with Rock Steady Boxing. I learned about that and wanted to get some people trained on that and open some facilities here. So there are six affiliations. We've sent six organizations to Indiana to get trained. And the Rock Steady Boxing is just a super, super effective means of keeping those symptoms at bay.
Right.
So we also have helped an organization called Heart Springs who does yoga, tai chi. They have a choir, and they have a support system over there. We also, my dad had a walker, a special walker that he used called a U-step walker. And it's a U-shaped base, which really kind of surrounds the person.
Sure.
And it has a reverse braking system. So they really lessen the falls that they have.
Oh, good.
Because when they start getting that shuffle that they get, they can fall. And my dad did that often. So this walker really helped him. And so one of our missions was to be able to, we don't want anyone to not be able to get one
right.
by not affording it. And so we partnered with Hero in Fargo, healthcare equipment recycling organization.
Yep.
They have them there, and then they, if you meet the under the Hero requirements, they will bill us, and you can, someone who couldn't afford one could get one.
That's awesome. And we talked to the folks from Hero earlier. Bridget was in here talking about what they do, and it's nice to see an entity like that working with an entity like you guys. And it's all about partnerships, and
yep.
you know, and this partnership with the Dakota Medical Foundation is quite amazing. Rock Steady Boxing,
yep.
I like that.
I forgot my boxing gloves. I was going to bring them.
You did?
Yes, I was going to bring them for a prop.
I'm glad you didn't. I'm sure you'd take care of me. But that's interesting. How does that? What does that do? What is? I mean, obviously it helped because with Parkinson's you're dealing with movement and shaking and things that I would suppose the physical activity just kind of helps the brain process and not do that, or is that
right? So the exercises in Rock City Boxing help kind of similar to a boxer. You
right.
have hand-eye coordination,
oh,
balance,
sure. yep.
strength. Things that boxers train for help people with Parkinson's because they have those deficits. So
yeah, who knew?
Yeah, and it was developed by an attorney in Indiana who was diagnosed at a young age. He started doing boxing just kind of for fun, and he felt really good. So he's the one who started this. And there's affiliations all over the country, but I have actually personally spoken to, because I visit some of the classes,
mm-hmm.
and so I talked to people, and one gal said, I love it, it's high energy, it's other people's support, I feel good, and actually I couldn't start my lawnmower, and after I went home after class, I started it for the first time. So it really, really does reverse those symptoms and help people feel better.
Well, it's great work. We're talking with Liz Bossert Matheson from the Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's Support. They are one of the many people, the nonprofits that are available for you to give what you can at givingheartsday.org and in memory of Marv. And just a great guy and did a lot of great things in the community for Fargo-Moorhead. And keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Liz Bossert Matheson from the Marv Bossert Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's Support. It's a great day. We are surrounded by greatness here at the Dakota Medical Foundation. Going until midnight tonight, givingheartsday.org. Log on, pick your charities, give what you can. The giving, it doesn't matter how much, it is so appreciated. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Speaking of it publicly for the first time, now that he has a book coming out, fired acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, says he ordered an obstruction of justice investigation into President Trump the day after Trump fired FBI Chief James Comey.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed.
McCabe also confirming for the first time in that interview with CBS News that there were high-level discussions at the Justice Department about recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office after Comey's firing. In an angry tweet this morning, President Trump calls McCabe disgraced and says he's always been part of the Russia hoax. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
What's on your mind? 28 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Kevin Clifford, Scott Hennin, who'll be back tomorrow. He's in Washington, D.C. He's knee-deep in the swamp. We're just hoping he doesn't get any on him. But he'll be back tomorrow, and we're filling in. It's Giving Hearts Day 2019. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Valentine's 2019, something for your sweetie. Here's the thing you could do. Say, listen, honey, I know we normally do flowers and dinner and stuff, but how about we spend that money on somebody else that really needs it? So you just go on the website, givingheartsday.org. Pick your favorite charity. Maybe you're going to spend $80-$90 on flowers and dinner. Let's turn that into something, and you guys, you'll feel so good about it when you're done with that. So turn it into a little giving. You log on, you pick your charities, and like we've been talking to great ones all morning. There's so many we have, but I wish I could just read through the list. But if you go to the website, click on the nonprofits button, you get to read about them. It's an absolutely amazing effort here. And we're going to talk to Pat Trainer, president of the Dakota Medical Foundation, right now. By the way, What's on Your Mind brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It's Lignite. Lignite and clean, beautiful coal, as Scott says. www.secureenergyfuture.org. Sponsors of the What's on Your Mind program. Pat, how are you? Long time no see.
You know what? It's great to be here.
Yeah, right? I'm rocking the red now, though. Huh?
You're looking much better in that red charity champion sweater.
You know what? I love this. I got to thank you.
Absolutely.
Right? Crystal's got one on, too.
You're wearing them proudly.
Stacy's got on here, and I am wearing it proudly. Brother, I can't tell you how blown away I am by this whole thing today. I every time I look out there, by the way, we're at 9,752 giving hearts, just went over $5 million.
It's amazing. Amazing.
And that's all matched. Well, the great thing about this is that your donation is matched by the Dakota Medical Foundation. So, but even if you look at that, if you said half of that for 9,800 people, the math on that is still off the hook.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Talk about generosity.
You know, I want to tell you about that match. Do you know that the charities, this event has grown so much, you know, starting with 40 charities back in 08.
Yep.
These charities this year raised almost $7 million ahead of Giving Hearts Day in match funding. So it's way beyond DMF. This is about all the businesses. This is about families that step forward and say, look, I'm going to sponsor the match this year. For this charity. So it's way beyond DMF because it's grown so much, which is an awesome, awesome thing. And it's really because we live in such a kind, generous place. There are so many people going to givingheartsday.org today and checking out this charity. Do you know that the site is being, there's so many donations being processed. You know, people, it's slower and we've had to juice up the server capabilities.
I believe it. And every year, it's 12 years, we're over $55 million raised.
Yes.
But I believe it because as, you know, a lot of our residents, my in-laws included, they are down south. They're other parts of the world. I got a text from my friend in Texas listening to you online, dude.
Yeah.
And he was going to log on and do a little something. You know, he lives in Corpus Christi, but he heard me. He saw my Facebook Live this morning. And he said, you know, he's going to jump on. He loves animals. So he liked the animal talk about maybe for Love of Dogs Rescue or all the homeward animal shelter.
Yes.
So many great there. And that's the thing, though, that this has gone past our region, it seems. And because of your broadcast on Facebook and your live deal going on, it really, we're benefiting locally, but you're reaching globally.
We really are. You know, it's all over. It's across the United States. We have contests for donations from the furthest distance away from wherever that charity is.
Yep.
So we actually have spent a lot of time, you know, calculating after the day is done. You wouldn't believe all the donations that we get. We actually have people that know families so-and-so in such a place. And then we get the donations from there. It's really, and then the most creative marketing plan. We have polar plunges going on. I mean, we have these charities are so creative. And remember that the Impact Institute, which is part of the host, you know, for this event, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation and DMF, we've been providing training and coaching since the summer. So we're helping these charities reach their full potential to become extraordinary fundraisers.
And that's what you do, right? That's your mission.
That is what we do. So this is the Super Bowl of friend-raising. That's what we like to say. But they're using these principles, these tactics, these tools of gratitude all year long. So it's so much fun for us to see this great success happening today, because these are the charities doing a great job getting the message out, appreciating these donors that are giving. And donors give again. When they feel fulfilled and they're making a difference, donors will repeat their gifts every year. If they feel that they're a part of making a difference.
Well, and we really saw it. Liz Bossert Matheson was just in here talking about Marv Bossert, the Foundation for Parkinson Support, and how they're working with HERO. So a lot of these nonprofits, and you know, you'd like to hope, whether it's this event or others, they're brought together, one helping another, and that's ultimately what this whole thing is about.
Which is highly unique. You know, that doesn't happen. That, you know, there is some think about competition. These charities are helping each other by raising the voice, you know, raising the spotlight, the awareness. You wouldn't get this kind of an awareness with one or two charities, but when you have 400 plus charities, you really, really raise the spotlight and the noise level for the good that's going on across the region.
When you go onto the website, you'll notice if you click on the list of the nonprofits, there's a ton of organizations. Then you get down to DMF funds and impact funds. Talk a little bit about all the DMF funds. You know, different people. It looks like this may be some sort of obviously a family legacy.
Maybe
someone came into something. They want to fund a deal, and so anyone that maybe knows Alan and Judy Dragstaff, for example, they could give through you guys to their fund.
Yeah, and each one of these funds, you know, it might be a family that gets together, it might be a family that lost a loved one, so they set up a foundation within Dakota Medical Foundation or within Impact Foundation.
Yep.
I'll give you a great one that's new this year, and you've heard about it. It's the Hyperbaric Oxygen Treatment Initiative, and I think you've interviewed Dave Rogers.
Yep, we have.
The benefits, you know, that hyperbaric oxygen treatment can have with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Concussions.
So we have two funds. We have one for veterans and one for concussion for student athletes.
Yep.
And we've already treated Dr. Denham has treated over 100 young student athletes with concussions and had remarkable evidence of that this stuff works and the change in the symptoms being just erased.
She's amazing.
It's an amazing. Yeah. You've met with her?
Yeah. She's and from Chicago.
Yes.
And kind of brought that here, and you know, my thing was, why here? You know, and she was like, she has ties to the area, and it's just amazing. Here.
Well, and I think the real thing is the philanthropy of Gary Therrelson.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Gary established the Concussion Care Fund with Dakota Medical Foundation. He wanted to make sure that every kid that suffers a concussion has no barrier to receiving this life-changing treatment. And what a tremendous... So we work with people like Gary to do those kinds of things with the funds, the charitable funds at Dakota Medical and Impact Foundation. But that's two examples. We have Fill the Dome Fund.
Yep.
We work with the kids that raise all sorts of money, and then all the food that they fill up the dome with, we're the fiscal host for that. So we do that for free. You know, we act as that charity behind that event. If people want to donate to Fill the Dome, we help with that.
I always thought I had the greatest gig. I think you have the greatest gig, dude. Well, I'm serious. I thought we were doing. What a great place. And the energy here is so amazing, brother. And this
well,
is
I
awesome.
Will tell you, it's a blessing that the people we get to work with all care and want to do good for others.
Yep.
So it truly is a blessing for me to be in the position. All my team, you know, I'm surrounded by a great team. And we get to work with all these great people like you, Kevin.
Yep.
And all these charities. These charity folks are fabulous. And so we like to say we try to help them reach a bit more of their potential. You know, we like to help them become a little bit better friendraisers. I've got a gifted person up there on Count Me TV that works with the charities day in, day out, coaching, training, teaching. It's just a remarkable group of people that we get to work with, and that is indeed a blessing.
Well, it was fun talking to Gina, too. Gina Pinovich had this idea. You know, well, but you talk about ideas, and you know, so you guys, maybe your friends are sitting around. You know, I got a great idea. We should do this, and then we can do this, and we can get people to do this, and this would, you know, and a lot of the times you wake up the next day and you go, that was a Saturday night idea, probably not, but to see an idea that blossoms into something like this,
Giving Hearts Day,
and just per idea, and of course, lend a hand up. Was the first kind of beneficiary of it, but to see it grow and to look at the smile on her face was just priceless, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, truly any one person can make a giant difference, and Gina certainly is a star. But each one of those families that gets, you know, they get all those volunteers out to help them with Lend a Hand Up, tremendous, tremendous assistance being provided, you know, and hope for the future when they see their friends coming out to support them. So we're blessed to hang out with these wonderful people like Gina.
Amen. Well, I tell you, my friend, the need is not going anywhere for any one of these. I mean, from the Great Plains Food Bank to For Love of Dog Rescue to the Ann Carlson Center to the Audubon Dakota Badlands Ministries. There's so many. The need is not going anywhere. So give what you can. You got to log on givingheartsday.org. Or impactgiveback.org. And I really need to emphasize, if you're on Facebook, go on Facebook, go to the Giving Hearts Day Facebook page, and check out this stage. Dude, I got to tell you, this looks like we're in Vegas or something. I mean, that is the quality of a network television, you know, deal. Really, kudos. Live Wire. They're the crew that put this together for
you guys. Yeah, and they give us a very substantial discount to do something like this. But we really want to shine a light on all this important work that's going on. These charities are doing extraordinary work. We like to think there's something for everyone on this platform, this Giving Hearts Day platform with
really
400
is.
Plus.
Yep.
And the idea of $10 really does make a difference. When you join together with 50,000 others, and you give $10, this can transform, you know, the conditions of poverty, mental health, addiction, animals,
elderly,
you know,
the elderly,
hospice. We have so many great causes, but $10 does make a difference. By the way, we have 40 awards throughout the day. We gave away a $5,000 one for a $10 donation. They were in a drawing. Alpha Opportunities of Jamestown. They take care of people with disabilities, and they help them live fuller lives. So they have 75 clients in Jamestown, and they were thrilled to win $5,000. We announced it at 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, it's huge.
For a $10 gift. So we're going to be giving away those kinds of awards throughout the day because this should be fun as well, Kevin.
You bet.
And thank you for helping, you know, make this fun as well.
This is fun. This is really amazing. And, you know, you look at cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, American Foundation for Suicide.
Yes.
Talked about causes. They're all here at givingheartsday.org. Pat Trainer, President, Dakota Medical Foundation. You're the man, brother.
Thanks for having
me. Really proud of you. Thank you. Good job and great work on all you do here. Not just today, but year-round. All right, we are live at Dakota Medical Foundation, Fargo, North Dakota, in South Fargo, with What's on Your Mind. And coming up, we're going to chat with Jackie Williams, who's the Executive Director of the Fargo Air Museum. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Cattlemen, what are your goals for your cow herd? Look at the predictability, performance, and great females that Simmental Genetics can add to your herd. more pounds at weaning, quality carcass value, feed efficiency, calving ease, and strong maternal characteristics for replacements. The total package of Simmental is ideal for any crossbreeding program. The American Simmental Association is carrying on the strong research programs to give the tools and predictability to meet your goals. Check out www.NorthDakotaSimmental.com today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Listen close and learn something about saunas, hot tubs, wellness products from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Are all hot tubs made the same, Vince?
No, they're not. And as a matter of fact, yes, they're all perceived as a box of water, but they're not all the same. And the big difference with hot springs and its reality is three things. One, better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we can talk about in depth. We can show you, we can prove to you why they are what they are. But in reality, those are the three things that determine whether you use this product a lot or not at all. And it's really your third biggest investment from your home, your car, and the hot tub. So we want you to use it, and we do the things that allow you to use it, and therefore we're not all the same.
Do yourself a favor. Come on into Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2 in Minot and Bismarck and Fargo, Grand Forks and Devil's Lake. Talk to the pros, and you'll know quickly there's a big difference. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's What's On Your Mind, live from the Dakota Medical Foundation, South Fargo, for Giving Hearts Day 2019, givinghearts.org. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin back tomorrow. He's in D.C. He'll be back tomorrow. Got some meetings and stuff. What's On Your Mind brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you need a sprayer, here's why you need Apache sprayer. Quality, affordable, simple, dependable, support, okay? No matter the distance, your Apache dealer is there for you 24/7. And they're lighter. On average, these sprayers weigh 10 to 15,000 pounds less than competitive sprayer models. It's funny, after Scott's been talking about this, I'm like, well, I gotta see what Apache sprayers are all about. And phenomenal. They got a number in Mandan. Give them a call, Bismarck Mandan, 701-663-2375. It's Apache, High Plains Apache. Tell them What's On Your Mind sent you. 701-663-2375. We are live for Giving Hearts Day. What an amazing day. We're getting ready to wrap things up here, but this goes on all day and all night. Keep in mind, this goes till midnight. As you go through your day, maybe set an alarm. Don't forget about it, if you could. Because, like Pat said earlier, $10, when you talk about 50,000 people, that number adds up very quickly. And I'll tell you right now, as of midnight this morning, 12 o'clock this morning, we have 10,478 giving hearts. So far, $5,412,242 raised. You've heard a number of people. The folks from Ann Carlson Center, Hero, Lend a Hand Up. This is one of their biggest days. This is like the Super Bowl of fundraising because of all the matching funds that not only these organizations have gone out and gotten, but what DMF puts in as well. So this is a big day, and it's a big day that these nonprofits and these great organizations look forward to be able to put a little money in the account, you know, and boy, none of this runs for free. Anything that these fine folks do costs money. And you gotta just do what you can, and this is the day, all right? We're 9 before the top of the hour, joined by our friend Jackie Williams, Executive Director at the Fargo Air Museum, another beneficiary, Giving Hearts Day. How are you, Jackie? Good to see you again.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
You bet. Welcome back. We're getting ready. We've got a little gathering for our affiliate in Fargo coming up on the 27th at the Fargo Air Museum. We're very excited about. If you've not been and you're in the Fargo-Moorhead area or you're coming to the area and you've not been to the Air Museum, right up on 19th Avenue, right across the street from the Fargo Dome, you'll see there's a big white missile sitting in the park. There's a white missile. You see that missile and it's like, what is that? That's what North Dakota was known for years, is those medium-range ICBMs. There's one right there in the parking lot. And some great things going on at the Air Museum, and I know we're ready. We're doing the Fargo Air Show is back again this year.
We're back.
Which the Air Museum is a big beneficiary of the air show, and the Thunderbirds will be here in July.
That's
very
true.
Very excited about that.
They have not been here for many, many years, so we're very excited.
They were here for the very first one, and I don't think they've been here. They were at Bismarck, or they were in the state, but they weren't here, if I remember my... to call Walstead and get updated on that.
Yes, and it's very rare to have an air show back-to-back, but because we were able to land the Thunderbirds, we broke tradition. So.
Yep, that's exactly why. And so we'll be out there in July. But let's talk about the other stuff going on at the Air Museum and what you guys do and how you do it.
Great. Well, flying out of the gate, this is our inaugural Giving Hearts Day, so we're very excited about that. Right out of the gate, thanks to the air show, we were able to land a $25,000 match for any donation of $10 or more. So we're just excited. We are not puppies and kittens and health-related, but what we do as a nonprofit is we feel we are a community gathering space. So we have paid events, but we also do a lot for the community, such as the Salvation Army came this year and prepared foods for their delivery, such as fun and free camps that happen once a month.
Yep.
And what we really enjoy is our interaction with the veterans, and we do a free coffee hour. Sandy's Donuts hosts the donuts, but we do a coffee hour. The last one was just yesterday. And our veterans, whether they're active military or retired, come and just socialize and catch up, and maybe they get some useful information from community leaders. So for just $100, you could buy a cup of coffee for a hero for an entire year.
Oh,
so
nice.
Think of it that way.
Yep.
Fun and free camps. A $10 donation will allow us to expand the number of campers because it is fun and free. We pay the hard costs for all of the deliverables, if you will. So $10 will allow us to send one more kid to camp. A donation of $500 would cover expenses for three campers for the entire year.
Wow.
So there's ways to measure this. And again, $100 would buy a cup of coffee for 10 veterans all year long.
At your coffee with the vet.
Exactly.
And a lot of things when they do this, and I know about the vet coffee hour, a lot of young vets can come there, you know, and veterans, we've got so many friends and family that, you know, maybe they're dealing with a little PTSD, dealing with a little stress, anxiety from deployment, whatever that is. This coffee with the veterans at the Fargo Air Museum is great because young vets can come and, like Alec, the Major General, said the other day on our show, come and just talk with guys that have been there. And that's, sometimes that's just the therapy they need, just to hang out with other guys and gals that can relate to what they're going through.
In an atmosphere that they feel comfortable.
Right.
And I can't tell you how much fun it's been to see that grow.
Yeah.
Right in front of my eyes.
Awesome.
So,
well, Fargo Air Museum, North 19th Avenue North, right across from the Fargo Dome. Jackie Williams is the executive director. Keep up the great work. Is there anything else we need to cover quick?
Basically, Giving Hearts Day, very important, our inaugural Giving Hearts Day, and we'd really, really like to knock it out of the park. So please show your support. Any donation counts.
All right. Thank you, Kit. Thanks to everybody that was here today. Joe Burgum, Bridget Ertelt, Eric Wilkie, Liz Bossert-Matheson, Pat Trainer, Jackie Wilson, Jackie Williams. Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for hosting us today, Pat. It has been an amazing day. Don't forget, givingheartsday.org, going till midnight tonight. Help out if you can. We got to get out of here. What's on your mind? Scott's back tomorrow. Have a great day, and we'll see you.
Hi, it's Scott Henley. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.